Dr. John Lott is with the Crime Prevention Research Center. We got him on the other end of the line to talk about some original research that they did about the worst mass public shootings across the globe and some interesting results, which 42 of the worst 46 worst mass public shootings is occurring outside of the United States. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Doctor. It's very interesting stuff.
Well, thanks very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
So I'm taking a look at this article that was updated just last week. Now, after the Charleston massacre, President Obama made the comment, "The unique mayhem that gun violence afflicts upon this nation," end quote. But it doesn't look like gun violence is unique to the United States at all.
No. I mean, it's not unique when you look at Europe. It's not unique when you look at a lot of the rest of the world. Of the 20 worst mass public shootings, all 20 of them are outside the United States. You know, you just look at France for last year. France had 532 casualties from mass public shootings just last year. 532 people were either killed or wounded. If you look at the first 7 years, the first full 7 years of the Obama administration from 2009 through 2015, the total was 396. So France, just last year, had more casualties than the United States had over 7 years. And Europe as a whole has virtually the exact same rate of deaths from mass public shootings over those 7 years on a per capita basis. And their wounding rate is almost twice what it is in the United States. And, of course, other countries around the world, other continents like Africa, we have. If people go to our website at crimeresearch.org, you'll see the huge number of mass public shootings in Africa. You have some in Asia. You got them, you know, South America. But you know, the problem is, for a lot of these mass public shootings, you'll find a mass public shooting in Africa, and it'll have like one news story on it. You know, you'll have 30 people killed, and it'll only rate one tiny news story because these things are so common in these other places.
Well, and it looks like it's becoming more common, too. I am taking a look at your website here at crimeresearch.org and taking a look at the last 4 years in particular, 2014, 2015, 13, 12. The number of gun violence incidences in Africa has spiked. It's really pretty fascinating just in the last 4 years alone.
Yeah, no, they've had quite a few. But, you know, a lot of countries around the world have homicide rates that can be 30 times, 40 times what they are here in the United States. And to go and have somebody go and kill 10 people is just not even newsworthy in a lot of those places. And so it really gives you some perspective on it. And the thing is, when an attack occurs in the United States, it gets more coverage in Europe than the mass public shootings in Europe get. But, you know, you not only have the few big attacks in France last year, but you have the Norway attack. You look at the worst mass public shootings at K-12 schools, and three of the four worst have been in Europe.
Hmm. What does that tell you?
It tells you that, I mean, one of the reasons why I think the president makes such a big deal of claiming falsely that the United States is unique is that he'd like to have the types of gun control laws and regulations that they have in a place like Europe. And you look at all the weapons used and just the attacks in France last year. They had four mass public shootings in France. In each of the cases, all the weapons that were used, from the handguns to the machine guns that were used, were illegal. And yet the killers in those places were still able to go and obtain weapons. Ron Noble, who was Secretary General for Interpol, kind of Europe's version of the FBI for 15 years, said that when he first became head of Interpol, his reaction for gun control was like most other people's. He thought the solution was merely to go and ban guns. But what he learned over the 15 years that he was there was that that's pretty much impossible. That if you go and you say guns are going to be banned in an area, the people that you're going to prevent from having the guns are going to be the good law-abiding citizens. And when you're talking about terrorists or others who are trying to do an attack, you know, they plan these attacks years in advance sometimes, usually many months at least. And if they plan them that far in advance, they're going to find a way to get guns into these gun-free areas. You know, you think if you just ban guns from an area, they'll make it safe. But what you end up having happen is that the only people then that have weapons in those places are the people who are intent on doing something bad.
We're talking with John Locke here. He's with the Crime Prevention Research Center. We're talking about some new research that they did here about gun violence across the country or across the world. And most of the incidences of gun violence happening overseas, and I'm just taking a look at a shooting in 2014 in Nigeria, 300 people dead in Borneo, 200 Christian villagers massacred in 2014. And those two incidences alone, 500 people combined, happened over a three-day period. Now, you mentioned gun control, though, Dr. Lott. Is it possible, and I'm just going to put this out here because we've got to go to break here. You know, we've also got maybe a more civilized society here. We've got a government that is more keen to these types of things, try and prevent these kind of things from happening. We have an FBI. They don't necessarily have those things in Nigeria and Borneo. Those are just some other factors to consider as well. I'm sorry I got to clip you off here.
Sure, but that's the reason why we also just look at Europe, too.